Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. That's right. We are not going to be silenced. Today is Friday, May 21st, 2021, back in the studio. And I want to welcome Eric back the day off. And then yesterday we had some issues and no worries about that. I appreciate your patience with that. Bob Griswold had come on. Folks, if you haven't gone to Ready Made Resources, Bob Griswold came on to talk about really a couple of things. Having the moral courage, people with moral courage, people with valor, and then of course, yeah, supplies, but the two main components here, in order to change what we see taking place, or we need people with the moral courage and with the valor that Americans once had. A couple of things just very quickly. You know, this Biden regime, you just can't make this stuff up. Of course, the truck driving incident. Now some people say, well, you know, it was everything it appeared to be. Biden was driving the truck. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's some video out there. Look, I don't know the story behind it, except that believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. Okay. Especially if it comes from the mainstream media. The other issue, and this is not bread and circus. This is actually getting people on the left just absolutely insane. And that's the Maricopa County audit in Arizona. The fact that it's going to extend to Georgia. It's going to extend to Wisconsin, to Michigan, and to Pennsylvania. This has got the globalists, the people on the left, absolutely apoplectic. And I mean, they are. If you saw Morning Joe today, Lori Klozoutis, that's all I've got to say about that. But if you saw Morning Joe today with Mika, the daughter of the globalist, Zigenu, okay, you know that this is absolutely terrifying the globalists. And by globalists, I do mean both Republicans and Democrats, but Republicans too, 35 deciding to, hey, 35 Republicans decided, yeah, we need a 1-6 commission. Okay, yeah, right. All right, so that's all that stuff. Real quick here, folks, do me a favor. And I'm asking you, please, do me a favor. In the Dark of Night, this is my book. That new book came out, and it's actually selling very well on Amazon. All right, so here's what I'd like you to do. If you have if you purchased this book, regardless of where it was from, and a bookstore, a Hagman store, Amazon, whatever, and read it, leave an honest review at Amazon. Leave an honest review at Amazon. It's actually in the bestseller ranking. Okay, which is pretty good, you know, not too bad. And that's In the Dark of Night, Blood of the Innocent, second book out. And it's, if I may say so, this was a collaborative effort, and it's a good book. And I, you know, kind of gives you the background behind what the, people like Craig Sawyer does, Russ Dizdar, and of course myself. All right. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. Real quick, as well, before I get to my guest, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Gen 6, before I get to him, I just want to touch on this. You know, there are things in life that do feel great. If you have a list that you make up and you put things on your list to get things done, well, paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money, that's one of those things. Refinance your credit card balances right now and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Here's what you need to do, folks. This is just for people, my audience, and I thank them for working this deal out. And it's LightStream is an easy way to save hundreds of thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR, and there are no fees. Now, here's exactly what you need to do. Okay, just for you, my listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. That's right, you can even save more. And I've seen people save tens and tens and tens of, I mean, hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars in interest. again, my wife's niece, one of those people. Absolutely a happy camper. But just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's LightStream.com/Hagman. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. HAGMANN. Subject credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will thank me later and you'll be glad you did. All right. Right now, if you haven't done so already, I got to tell you, you better do it now. Go to gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, gensix.com. Link's going to be in the program description box for this episode. And order your Extinction Protocols 2021 Conference DVD or the video on demand. I'm going to tell you, you get a really nice surprise with that. The list of speakers is beyond anything you ever could imagine putting together. And these are the people right there on the screen. These are the people who have been telling you all decades for decades what's going on, what's going to happen. I mean, these are the best of the best. Gary Haven, Paul Begley, Dave Hodges, Dan Holdings, Lisa Haven, Mike Adams. My goodness, I can go on. Steve Quayle, of course. Ice Age Farmer. I can go on, but I'm not going to. Extinction Protocols. Go to gen6.com. Get your video on demand DVDs today. Today. As soon as you hear this. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Thanks for being patient. How you doing, sir?
Good, Doug, and thank you. And by the way, if you've noticed, I'm sorry, I changed my screen a little bit. That should be better headspace. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny went from about a dozen to two dozen programs a couple of years ago to doing 400 this year alone. And she has been absolutely sounding the alarm. I want people to really take their intercessory prayer for her safety and for all of the doctors speaking up and the researchers, because when you're talking about the biggest money in the world, big pharma, you're talking about people that can afford to have any illegal acts done that they so choose. And what's interesting, Doug, is that even now Dave Hodges has come under the guns of an international, I'd call this a Luciferian cartel, and I want everybody to pray for his safety. Because obviously Dave has placed different packages of information. I want to make this clear, not with me, because of my volatility, Doug, and your volatility. And let's say this, the love knot that they have for us, he's given it to people that are off grid in case something happens to him. Ladies and gentlemen, as Doug was talking about in the beginning of the, just before introducing me, this Maricopa County thing is a big deal, and if they didn't have anything to hide, they wouldn't be fighting. What I want people to understand is that I think we're, and Doug, for today's title, at least for my part, I'd like to call it the separating of the sheep from the goats, okay? Because the separation of sheep from the goats is a biblical mandate and also a prophetic statement of what's going to be happening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a new term. And I'm not sure if I invented it on Doug's show or my show. It doesn't matter. But I call them the Molochian murderers. Moloch was an idol, a false god that the children of Israel and a lot of people prior to them who worshiped Moloch throughout the world, they burned their children in the arms of Moloch, child sacrifice. So we have the Molochian murderers, and that's spelled M-O-L-O-C-H-I-A-N, murderers, slaughtering the children in the womb, 100 million little voices. When the church did not speak out, or that which at that time represented the church, we were setting ourselves up for where I believe we are at this point in time. And Doug, right now, you know that devil, in my opinion, Fauci, and I'm relating to him in the name. I was the first guy that named him Fauci out of the doctor that sold his soul to the devil and Goethe's played. And it was Mephistopheles, the devil's name. But it's interesting that now there's talk of giving and vaccinating two-month-old babies. I want to say this. If there is any Christian that allows their infant to be vaccinated with, quote-unquote, messenger RNA mutating unknown ingredients, God will hold you responsible. And Doug, I was thinking about this today. And by the way, thank you for letting me come on and have this hour, because it's really an important hour. Jesus talks about the hour that comes upon us. Jesus talks about the midnight hour. The Lord is really, I think, speaking to his people. And Bob Griswold, I think, nails it so well. Where is the moral courage based on the word of God? One of the things that's been troubling me is three of the biggest ministries in the world, and I can't accuse them of receiving money. I don't know how much they receive. But the fact that Franklin Graham would go along with a very mutagenic injection with such questionable results, and what we're seeing now is even the cover-up and cover-over of how many people are dying. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal, and I want to make this clear. Let's cut through all the crap, and I mean it's crap. If you're offended by that, please turn Doug off forever and me off forever, because you're certainly not offended at the blood of the innocents, or you would have spoken up. Now, Doug, we are doing the same thing as the generations before us, and what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, our children and grandchildren, our daughters, wives, and granddaughters, if they take the vaccine, are going to be sterile. What I don't think people understand, I reached out to a research scientist. I won't use his name. You haven't seen him. And he said, Steve, when the vaccines are packaged, he said, when they put in the nano metal that people are magnetizing, you know, this is interesting too, Doug, because there are people really putting magnets on their skin. Now they're going after anybody who talks about that. But ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, my our presentation is called Separating the Sheep from the Goats. That's a principle of the Lord himself. And what if, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying what if. I can't say thus saith the Lord, nor would I ever try and put my thoughts in that context. If God says thus saith the Lord, I'd say it. But I don't say that often. Very few times in 50 years have I said that. Probably two or three prophecies that I know of. But the point is, and that's over the space of 30 years. The point I think that is so, how do I say this? So necessary for people to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't speak up for the innocent, there's no one left to speak up for us. Who's left to speak up for us? Are the same people that want to destroy you, that want to destroy me, that want to destroy God's heritage? Are those the ones you're going to pay attention to? And Doug, I want to make this statement. There is no fear of God in the land. I want to say it one more time. There is absolutely no fear of God in the land. Men feared, even Christian men and women, feared a hypothetical, what I'm saying is I believe the Wuhan virus was real and it had 48 different slots in it. But rather than even investigate, they feared a hypothetical, how should I say, outcome that is in the 99% category of you'll survive it. 99%. I'm in the category 70 and up, you know, I just jump in a few months, that basically even my opportunity to survive is 98.6. Isn't that interesting? Body temperature or normal temperature. So why I'm saying is this, is that whose report are we going to believe? I want to say, I don't want to address all the would-be prophets. If you claim, and I'm saying this, if you claim to be a prophet, then you've got to live with your words. If you miss it, then repent of it. It's no greater sin than anybody else missing anything. But to go on with a never-ending continuation of prophecies that the days testify against you, that you're saying faith can separate all of us. Faith cannot deliver us from the declared word of God. And I'm going to give it now, Doug, because I think it's one of the most important scriptures in the entire, how do I say this, scope of how God deals with sin and sinful people, and but most importantly, sinful nations. And it's Ezekiel 14:13-20. I don't know if Eric, I think I sent it to you. If you could put it up and then scroll it as I read it. If that's not possible, I want everybody to take this to the Lord in prayer. Boy, thank you. I wish I had your twin brother working for me. Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it and will break the staff of bread thereof, and I will send famine upon it and will cut off man and beast from it. You are seeing that verse fulfilled. When we had Christian Westbrook, Ice Age Farmer, and by the way, I thought that was one of the most important interviews that Doug and I ever did with Christian. I believe it's one of the most important information data dumps we ever had. And when you hear what Christian has presented to those who are signing up for the Distinction Protocols, you will understand why that name was chosen. And I believe that was an ordained name. I'm sorry, I do believe that. I'm not making apologies for saying I'm sorry, but a lot of people say, oh, you say that about everything. No, in this case, it's true. Verse 14, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. Now, watch this. This is said three times, so God's making sure people understand he's serious. If I cause the noisome beast to pass through the land, and they spoil it, so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither their sons nor their daughters. They shall only be delivered. They shall be the ones delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or how about this? If I bring a sword upon the land, like war, and say, sword, go through the land, that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send pestilence in the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast. And by the way, blood is, you know, the Ebola is still out there, ladies and gentlemen, and that's going to be the kill shot of the globalists. Verse 20 again, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they shall deliver their own souls by their righteousness. What you're seeing here is God has no grandchildren. If you have grandchildren, you're responsible. You're responsible to be teaching them in the things of the Lord. Probably your kids can't because they were both working, in most cases, to try and put meat on the table. That was the globalist plan from the beginning. After World War II, a man could work for a monthly and a yearly salary, and he would be able to buy a home with a mortgage, buy an automobile, furnish the home, prepare for retirement, and send his kids towards to college. The debt of the United States will be the death of the United States. I want to say that again. The debt of the United States will become the death of the United States. For the borrower is servant to the lender. So, Doug, as you and I are on this show today, what happens when the beast actually shows? Now, here's the information. There are people already who have made the decision to live separate from their spouses. The term shedding, as Dr. Tenpenny so articulated on the interview we did, Doug, is not shedding. That's not the correct word. Transmitting is. Transmitting is. So when I see three of the largest ministries in the world, in the evangelical world, rolling over and telling their viewers to take the vaccine, who's leading the sheep to slaughter? Who's asleep at the switch? There's a lot of S's in that. Who's leading the sheep to slaughter? Who's asleep at the switch? So now as we come, and by the way, we're only, I think, 21 days? Isn't it interesting? Today's May 21st, and we're 21 days from the Extinction Protocols Conference. I want to tell you, please, ladies and gentlemen, sign up. Because I have to tell the people that service all those who are coming on board, meaning making the live streaming available to you, they have to know how many people we're going to have. There's a whole lot of stuff that goes into this, especially all the security measures. I think I told your audience, Doug, the other night, I was, I didn't tell the details, but I'll kind of go into a little more detail. I was visited by an invisible, unseen entity. I knew instantly. I wasn't afraid. It wasn't of God. And I was being watched. It was like somebody was something was scanning me. It wasn't predator. It wasn't anything like that. But I knew it. And I had peace. And I rebuked it in Jesus' name. I canceled the assignment against me. Now fast forward. Let's just say this. I recorded my program yesterday for the conference. So much goes into it, ladies and gentlemen. Not everybody, if people understood what it takes to produce this conference, I wish it was live, but it isn't. But the effort that everyone makes is, I would say, a composite whole. And literally before, we filmed it in my studio in my fireplace room where I filmed Henry Gruber. The thing is that I got the most unusual, email. Someone had a warning for me. I informed the person, I never accept original warnings without God having spoken to my heart. Now remember, the night before I have a visitation, what's a chance that 5 minutes before I'm going to go on and record one of the most, revealing presentations on the evil and spiritual nature of the whole alien deception, I get a word. I get a challenge. The person using the word said they heard it from the Lord. They didn't hear it from the Lord because nobody refers. God has never called me what this prophecy stated. So I told the person, thank you very much, but I don't receive it. There's a reason I'm going into this detail. Then I called prayer groups that are absolute dedicated intercessors. I called some of the most godly people I know who walk in faith and power. And to a degree, they said, not true. Before I even went on to record, I felt the Lord said, don't open it, Steve. Well, I know why the Lord told me, because it was upsetting. What was upsetting, Doug, is it wasn't so much as a comfort, exhortation, or edification. It was basically something in the messenger's subconscious that she made up and then put it forth as if it was the Spirit of God. All right, I say all this to teach you all. I have gotten emails from people saying, if you're a man of God, you know who I am. I said, yeah, I'll help you right there. You're crazy. It doesn't work that way in the Bible. Or, has God mentioned your name to me? Actually, no. Out of 7.9 billion people, not at all. Because, again, I want you to understand, things are getting crazy. The sheep are being separated from the goats. And because this happened to me, especially because of the subject matter of extinction protocols, the globalists initiate tribulations. I'm just telling you, Doug, in the short period of time, that would have been within 12 hours, those two things to happen simultaneously with a certain word repeated 7 times to me that God has never used. And by the way, I want you to know this, Doug. If somebody said, Doug, God gave me a word for you that you're to quit doing the Hagman Report and you're to go out on the streets of Philadelphia and preach. That's not what God called you to do any more than the curse causeless that this well-meaning person tried to put on me. And it's contrary to everything God has told me, all the prophecies, stuff I haven't even shared. Because I learned one thing about those things that God plants in your hearts. Hear me, brothers and sisters. If God has spoken you promises, and they still are waiting to come to pass, remember, he saves the best for last. But also remember that God will not originate through a second party that which, or even bear witness to that which you have not been dealt with by the Lord. I'll give you a good example. In churches, men who are committing adultery or women who are committing adultery, the pastor will give a general Sermon on Adultery, the adulterer or the adulteress. Don't even know why I'm using this example. They'll get that conviction of the Holy Ghost. God convicted them first. And then it may be someone who comes up to him and said, you know, I had this dream. And the Lord told me to tell you to repent from the sin you're living in with another man's wife or another woman's husband. And that's absolutely imperative. So, Doug, we're in a time period when people are going to be looking for answers. I had said, and I'm telling everybody on the Hagman Report, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, bought by the blood of the Lamb, believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and know that the minute you close your eyes on earth, you're opening your eyes in heaven, then you must know this. God loves you, and you are his sheep, and you'll hear his voice. You can have people that are well-meaning but misled. You can have people who are sincere and sincerely wrong. The ultimate check that any of us and balance that any of us have is with the Word of God. God will never speak to you for 50 years of your life, in my case, and then go contrary to everything he's ever told me because a person thinks something. I believe that it wasn't the Holy Spirit that spoke to the person. I believe it was a non-Holy Spirit. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, I've given you the scripture before that there can be lying spirits, especially in those who claim to be prophets. By the way, it seems to be in the Old Testament, at least, that there are 400, wannabe prophets that want to tell the people what they want to hear versus one that tells them what God wants to tell them. That happened to Elijah with the prophets of Baal, and it happened to King Jehoshaphat and obviously King Ahab, when after all of Jehoshaphat's prophets, who were supposedly prophets of God, have prophesied to Ahab that he'd be victorious over the Syrians. Didn't happen that way. King Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet in Israel? Notice that. Is there not a prophet in Israel? He had 400, but Jehoshaphat knew that it wasn't true. I stated, and I believe this is where we're at, Doug, and thank you for letting me just go on this, because I think it's critical the people of God hear it. Truth in America no longer exists. Doesn't. In order to make sure that even basic conceptual thinking based on empiric thought, empiric science, and biology is kept from the people that have been numbed and dumbed down, any truth tellers or any platforms will be shut down. The truth will be rarer than the largest diamond because you'll have to seek for it. It's the pearl of great price. And ladies and gentlemen, because we did not stick up, this abortion thing isn't something, quote, I'm hung up on. Jesus was hung up. He was buried and he was resurrected by the power of Almighty God. Jesus said, I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. But where are the moral people? Bob Griswold and I talk a lot. And we talk about the lack of moral courage. So ladies and gentlemen, if the righteous barely be saved, that's a New Testament concept, what happens to those who aren't? The reason that Christians must be put to death and will be unless we fight the good fight of faith, unless we rebuke the powers of darkness, unless we walk in power and authority, not ours, God's. I can't even tell you the slaughter that awaits us. That's not a negative confession. All of the Lord said we're going to have a new revival. You'll have a revival even within the prison camp. You'll have a revival before the guillotines fall. You'll have a revival on the trains or whatever mode of transportation. They must destroy the people of God because we're the only ones that have an empirical foundational basis of truth. And that is God's word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Notice that, every word, not, you know, some stuff. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The shepherds that are slaughtering the sheep, that are giving the sheep over to slaughter, that are leading the sheep to slaughter, are going to be judged very harshly. To whom much is given, much is required. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the separating of the sheep from the goats. Go ahead, Doug.
This is something that, you know, Steve, I get a lot of emails and a lot of people question, or a lot of people are hand-wringing right now and clutching at their pearls and say, what are we going to do? What can we do? There's nothing we can do. It's hopeless. It's this. It's that. We talked about this last time you were on. And the word hopeless and Jesus, the premise of the promise, your book, how you were able to really address that whole situation. But Bob Griswold and I had a nice conversation both on and off air yesterday. And, you know, it's you're exactly right. I think pulling the lens back, the separating the sheep from the goats right now, and the Malachian, good word, by the way, murderers, I think we are seeing everything really that has been hidden gradually being exposed from the true agenda and the people behind that agenda to the implementation of that agenda. So it's, you know, so I want to thank you because what you've done, and without planning, this has to be and please, this is not a denigrating statement, a God thing, okay? I don't mean any disrespect by that, but God inspired your putting together this group of people that represent Extinction Protocols. And from what I know of the delivery, the information, that the approach to what you have in the Extinction Protocols, I'm going to tell you this, I believe this may be one of the most prophetic, important, required for the adaptation and the enhancement, I said that deliberately, of moral courage and valor of Christians today, armed with the knowledge provided by those people in the Extinction Protocols. So that's not a sales pitch. That's an observation. So I want to thank you for that.
I think, Doug, that's very well stated. Here's the deal. I thought Final Warnings was the last one. And guess what? I was wrong on that. Because in essence, a warning tells you what's going to take place. An Extinction Protocol tells you what is now playing out. I'm also on record as saying this, ladies and gentlemen. The conference is over Saturday the 12th. And when something is, you know, live streamed, that means you'll all have the schedule. We're working up the schedule. Who goes first and who goes last? I go last. And the timing could be more critical. Other people are warning about, let's just take disclosure. When disclosure happens that the aliens have been here, that they've influenced history, and half of the Catholic Church is going to believe there's no Jesus, there's no God, the aliens created us. And I want to put something out to you. Those of you who supported Doug Hagman on the fundraiser and got the two-part PDF, did you notice how ugly all those creatures were? There were composite entities. And by the way, Doug, I'll show stuff that even blew my mind in the presentation I did. You will see, ladies and gentlemen, be the first ones to see the actual a four-minute trailer of the provenance and authenticity being established. People from all over the world have been in Mexico, Russian archaeologists, Russian anthropologists, German archaeologists, and just pay attention to the countries that are being represented. People wanting a certain item. I'll tell you what the item is. It is an actual craft that has been buried someplace in an Aztec earthquake crashed pyramid or pyramid structure. People are wanting, they want, and I was told this by a four-star general in special operations. He said, Steve, at the end of the day, all of us from all the countries are looking for the same thing, ancient technology and ancient weaponry and the genetic remains of the giants. Now, people can say, I don't believe it. If you really talk to it, Doug, you and I have watched people we know be taken out who talked. And one of the neat things about the Gen 6 conferences, you're going to see people that have access to some of those powerful people in the world. For instance, Egon Von Geyerts, he owns the largest gold storage vault in the world, where the billionaires park their billions in gold. You're going to hear Mike Adams.
That's where I park mine. That's where I park all my billions. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist that little.
Yeah, but here's the deal. When you talk to those people, they know what's going on. So obviously, and because I've been in the metals business, this isn't a pitch, but I'm telling you, people are starting to get it. If we're watching literally trillions of dollars going into the financial system, if you're watching not a return to work because, hey, and I say this, the Democrats are putting everybody back on the plantation. That's not a racist statement. That's a realist statement, meaning why should you have to work if you're getting $300-$400 a week? But it's funny money. So as they print more money, guess what? The mints don't have the ability to mint silver and gold equal to all the trillions because of it just doesn't exist. So there's a shortage now in the gold and silver market. I've been told, you can take the Lord in prayer, that the paper markets for gold and silver will crash at some point. It doesn't even matter if you've got $1 million gain, because there will be the oh darn it moment that people realize exchange traded funds never had the gold or the silver. Now, there are exceptions. Eric Sprott has a fund that is 100% covered. But if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And now let me say this. If you can't travel to get it and you can't travel to touch it, do you really own it? Just a big article. Private vault was raided by the FBI. People that put gold, silver, cash and stuff in safety deposit boxes. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't do that. You know what's interesting about everything we own, Doug? It's just like freedom. We can only keep it at the degree of our moral courage to fight for it.
Amen.
We can only keep our families to the moral courage to fight for them. I'm talking first and foremost in prayer. There is nothing in the Word of God that says we can't defend ourselves with firearms, that we can just basically, just go walk into the camps. I have people say that to me. I guarantee you they don't have that faith at this point. I say, do you go to the dentist? Well, yeah. Are you current on any medications? Well, yeah. So you tell me that God's going to all just basically carry you through the, and I believe God's going to carry us all through, but only He's going to carry us through. That's the only way we get through. But what it is, it's an empty faith. If Noah hadn't prepared, and by the way, Noah is one of the people that God points out as a man of faith. Look, most people I know don't like to be mocked. I don't. Doug, you and I have, as friends for the years we've been together, we've been mocked, ridiculed, scorned, blasphemed. Every evil thing that people can say, every illegal thing people can say. And all I know is this, it's going to get worse. And the furnace of affliction, I personally don't like to do any time in the furnace of affliction. I'd rather do a lot of time in the hot temperature of repentance rather than the furnace of affliction. It's interesting, isn't it? One of the things when people take communion, and this is really bugging me right now, just pray through it with me. God, the Word of God says that many are sick and sleep. In other words, they die because we fail to discern the Lord's body. So if the Word of God says we are in Him and He is in us, and then we're taking a mutagenic, I will call this, brewed cocktail in the cauldrons of hell and sticking that into the body of the living God? I'm just asking, this is my question. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Are we then crucifying Jesus Christ again? Because I don't think people understand. Paul goes into great detail, the Apostle Paul, about we're all members, but of the same body. We don't, Bob Mumford said this 50 years ago, maybe 45, close to 50 years ago. He said, the problem with Christians is they don't know how to care for their wounded. They just finish them off. Think about that. Think about the people that would rather religiously fight with no fruit in their life, and they get convicted because they're looking at their lives. A lot of people that have mocked us for 20 years who are still alive are 20 years closer to giving an account to the Lord. And if they make it, I'm appalled that the fact is that the churches aren't screaming at the absolute top of their lungs, calling on God, calling for days, and there are people who call for days and of repentance and fasting, calling on God to spare the little ones. I had a statement once. I think it was a speech or whatever. I don't preach sermons. I preach, lessons in life. I said, Lord, Rachel wept for her children. We don't break a sweat. We don't break a tear. That means we don't do anything and we don't care. The decision that has to be made is that what happens if you're, let's say, my age and above and a female, and you have female friends who have taken the vaccine, quote, mutagenic injection, and they want to come visit you. What should you do? Number one, don't let them stay overnight. My wife's sister is coming, and my wife is meeting her in a restaurant. My wife, Loretta, is in very good health, but she also, is taking prophylactic measures, meaning, the unspoken two that could have saved millions of lives, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So what would you do? I tell you this, number one, don't invite him to your home. I'm talking about my sister-in-law. Number two, there's nothing you can do in person except hug, and that's what you don't want to do, that you couldn't do on Zoom. If you're going to have to meet them and greet them, then do it outside your home. Because look at what they're doing, Doug, right now. They, the powers that be, the devils that are, hell's mouthpieces, are making anybody that doesn't commit genetic suicide, we're the pariahs. The unvaccinated will have a yellow star moment. I noticed the American, Free American carried that. Is this America's yellow patch moment? For the record, it was yellow star. Gee, I wonder who heard that from where. Nobody else said it almost a year ago. It's not that I need the credit, but I want people to understand. If God doesn't speak ahead of time, telling you what's going to be at the end of time, you wouldn't be God. If we've taught, and I believe it's a principle, that the devil mocks us in warning us, and then we just go blissfully into the devil's dialogue. How about this? Where is the, and there are some people that have basically spelled it out, but where is the even a call for the evangelicals or the Pentecostals or the Catholics or whoever's there that wants to be there to have a discussion based on science and then bring in people whose bona fides are the greatest in the world? Well, they were going along with the world, but the minute they started telling the truth, they lost their tenure, they lost their funding, they lost their reputation, and many of them have been threatened with losing their life, like Dr. McCullough. That's why I say pray for Dr. Mercola. Pray for Dr. Sherry Timpenny. Pray for Dave Hodges. Pray for them. Pray for Doug Hagman. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, because I am, Doug, I am absolutely determined to make the last, and I'll say this, the last moments of time in my life, because they're clicking away. Every time you look at your watch, just remember this. One more spin of the dial, and you're one more spin of the dial closer to the worst time in history. God will either take us, and I don't mean in a pre-tribulation rapture. Oh, by the way, all you who believe in that, ask yourself when. Is it tomorrow? I'm not mocking. I'm just saying. Start focusing on what is, dealing with what is, and quit worrying about, well, will it be today? Will it be tomorrow? That's anxiety. Doug, you said something. Jesus, the premise, the promise, hope, is overcoming power every day. I admitted. I said, Lord, I'm a hypocrite. I don't have hope. I know the scriptural definition. And then he gave me his definition. I'm not saying the scriptural definition isn't right. I'm just saying he opened my eyes. His, Jesus, overcoming, O, P, power, E, every day. You know, that's a pretty interesting statement. I've never heard anybody in the world say that because no one in the world has ever said that at the time it needed to be said.
If I can interrupt you, you know, Steve, I think more and more today, more and more people need that book, Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. Okay, that to me, that's look. You've got a lot of knowledge. You've got so much knowledge about things in the past, history, and such. But that book, to me, what it did for me in the darkest days that I lived is I want to thank you for writing that book. And really, folks, please, this, again, you don't need the book, you need the Bible. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to understand things a little bit better, what's going on in your life, Jesus is the premise of the promise. Go to stevequayle.com, order that. Please. In fact, don't order mine, order his. Okay? It'd do you better. All right, Steve, I just wanted to say that because that's a marvelous book. I mean, thank you for writing that.
Well, it is. I'm saying this. I don't take any credit for it. Now, obviously, God gave me the scripture. Obviously, you know, I never thought of Jesus being the premise of the promise. That means the foundation. But even Darren Geisinger, who did the cover for that, noticed the crown of thorns is the foundation for the crown of glory. There's so much in that cover. And so I knew, Doug, and I do. By the way, I want to make a statement. Any vets, any single moms, any people that are struggling financially, first of all, vets can get it absolutely free. Any single moms, same thing. Any widows, same thing. Because I want those of you, I mean this, I mean, this really makes me, how should I say this, just forceful in this delivery. I want those who are so, let's say this, you've been put on the shelf. I'm saying this. I want God to touch you in such a way that all your fears, all your loneliness. Doug, I know you've been talking about this too. There's a lot of lonely people out there. And what that devil and that his henchmen did in the solitary confinement and quarantine, in the name of the living God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God of heaven, rebuke solitary confinement, rebuke the leftovers of it, rebuke the residue of it, and may God put in all people, unbelievers and believers, saying we're not going through that again. But I want to share this with you. Faces of Death book and Twitter set everything up for quarantine and solitary confinement. The two most debilitating psychological situations that you can put on a person into. So I just want to thank each and every one of you again for, you know, your donations. I'm not asking for them. And Doug, for the record, I don't think I've ever asked for them for this. And I just want to say one last thing because I know we're running out of time and I'm only on for the first hour. The conference speakers, I told them all one thing. I said, do not pull any punches. What God puts on your heart, by the way, I don't know that some, a couple of them, to my knowledge, I don't know if they're Christians or not, but that doesn't matter. Because if the truth is the truth, and the Christians are going to believe a lie, then God will take non-Christians to get the attention of the Christians who believe a lie. Does that make sense?
Perfect. And I look at this as a trial. They're testifying to their knowledge about a certain thing. Okay.
Deal.
So to me, you don't have a religious test before their expertise is delivered to you folks, the jury. So just saying. Go ahead, sir.
Yep. How do I say this? Another foundation can no man lay. Look, I'm not, somebody says, I'm just a quail Bible thumper. No. I live by that word. I said, God, a lot of stupid stuff has come out of my mouth, even as an early Christian. Some would probably say it still does, but here's the thing. I determined, I said, Lord, I want your word. And he promised me that, you know, he promised me that, that if I would be faithful to warn the people, he would bring people to me that know. I didn't have to go looking for people. Doug, I want to share something. The glyptionary, imagine the fallen angels have been mocking humanity and mankind for before Adam and Eve were even created. And whether you see crop circles, I'm talking the real ones, whether you see ancient symbols, of which there are so many, half a million so far, I could not have come up with the millions and tens of millions of dollars to hire the experts that God provided worldwide. The team that undertook this, and for the record, ladies and gentlemen, my lead scientist, I don't know who the others are. I said to him, I said, I don't want to know their names. I don't want to know their locations. I'm just concerned with the bottom line. I'm not out to expose anyone. I'm out to expose everything of the hidden works of darkness. I do understand that the entity, the watcher, a fallen one, that came into my room, I understand what it's all about. I know that sounds arrogant, but ladies and gentlemen, for 2 years I've been working on this project. And then the other project, God, thank God I had Jesse in Mexico. By the way, the dig in Mexico, I want to make this clear. The provenance is unimpeachable. I was asked by a very famous reporter who asked to see some of my findings. Do you know who they are, Doug? That, well, how can these artifacts be in such great shape? Well, the answer to that is they're buried in up to, 6 to 10 feet in the most arid areas of southern Mexico. But some of them are made with such unusual detail and laser-like inscription that even the geologists that have come to this part of Mexico, along with scientists from both Germany, also Canada. Now, the U.S. is down there spying on everybody, of course. Including our team, and I'm asking again, Lord willing, Jesse to come on and talk to the show. By the way, his English is perfect, but they all were Mexican nationals, and I'm going on, Lord willing, pray for me, please. I'm going on coast to coast on Tuesday, and all of you have seen pretty much everything I'm going to speak about. And Doug, again, look at this. The people that have supported you, they've given you their first fruit offering, and they were the first ones presented this. I have one attitude in all this thing. I am the vessel. God is the content. I have nothing except I receive it from above. The people that want to praise me, I won't accept the praise. I pass it to the Lord. The things that, the ones that do and are working overtime to damn me, I give that over to the Lord. I said, Lord, you told me it's your fight. Take them out. You hear what I'm saying, Doug? Take them out.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's the deal. When you guys pray for Doug Hagman, when you guys pray for Dave Hodges, when you guys pray for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, when you're praying for all of those, all the different doctors and all the people that are have risked their lives and reputation to bring you the truth, and you deny the truth, and you go take the jab from hell, do you even care that your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost? And I'm saying this, I'm sorry. This sounds like, well, they, our Christian brethren, let me reverse it, will want nothing to do with us. And as I stated 25 years ago on talk radio, when persecution comes to the point that we're being murdered for our testimony, you can bet it will been backslidden Christians or religious Christians calling for our death. Just like 500 ministers said that abortion is a sacred and it honors God. Yeah, Moloch. So I want to leave you with that word, Doug, Molochians. It almost sounds like morons, but M-O-L-O-C-H-I-A-N-S. Those who delight in the destruction of innocent life. And again, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, do I really fear you? Because what you need to understand, it's a moving of the Holy Spirit. It's a sevenfold, one of the sevenfold functions of the Spirit of God, as detailed in the Old Testament, the Spirit of wisdom, counsel, and might, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's really important. So say, Lord, I want you to put your fear upon my life. By the way, the fear of God is reverence. It's reverential, awful fear. When I say awful, full of awe. The word awful used to meaning full of awe. Now the thing, and now it's turned into something that's abhorrent or hideous. Praise and worship. We're commanded the scripture. Every Christian in Jesus' name can go into the immediate presence of the living God, into the very throne room of God, having access, brethren, we have boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies. And Doug, I want to thank you again for everything that you have done. God bless you, my brother, and I mean this. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all who support him and help him and have gifted him financially and have Amen. Gifted him prayerfully. And Doug, thank you for this day.
Steve, I want to say thank you for all you've done. You know, what you just said 20, 25 years ago, a lot of Christians wondered, well, how could, we as Christians be persecuted in, you know, the end of days? How would that even look? How do we get to that point? Even, like I said, even 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and here we are. And, thank you for being the, alarm bell that you have been. And I appreciate you as a friend. I appreciate you as a brother in Christ. And I appreciate you everything you do. And thank you. And that's not, again, that's right from my heart.
So Amen. Blessings. And thank you, Eric, for the scripture. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Gen 6 is the location for, you know, for what? For the Extinction Protocols, gen6.com. It'll be in the program description box, as always. What a great segment with Steve Quayle. You might want to listen to that more than once because it's, well, to me, it contained a lot of information that kind of snuck in between the sentences. Does that make sense to you? I don't know if it does or not, but it did to me. All right. You know what? I want to tell you about this. Look, you know, we all shop online, and I don't know how many people, have been shopping online, but I know it's a lot. I mean, we all do it. I was just talking to Eric the Tech earlier about golf balls. I don't golf. It's a gift. And, he was saying, wow, you know, anyway, so golf balls. I saved a lot of money on golf balls. All right. How did I do it? Have you ever heard of Honey? Okay. Now we've all seen the promo codes at the checkout. We've all seen those, right? But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30 1,000 stores online that range from sites from tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Yes, even food delivery. Now, here's how it works. Just imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is just click the button that says apply coupons. Hey, if I can do it, you can do it. Wait a few seconds. As Honey searches for coupons, it can find for that site. You don't have to do it. Honey will do it. That's how easy this is. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop, and they drop. I'm telling you. The gifts I had to order for this person, golf balls and some other golf accessories, I saved. Are you ready for this? I'm going to give it to you in a percentage, all right, 20%, because I'm not going to tell you how much. I saved 20%. That's a lot. That's a lot. And, oh, for the record, one of the coupon promo code things was 10% off, but Honey found me that better one. So I would use this any day of the week. Honey has found its over 17 million members, $2 billion in savings. Now, here's what you need to do. You ready? Listen carefully. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. It installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this broadcast. You know, I'd never recommend something I don't use. Get Honey for free. That's right, free. How much does it cost? Free. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. JOINHONEY. joinhoney.com/Hagman. My Honey likes it. Honey likes us, and thank you for that. I'm telling you, it's a great deal. All right, folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. That's right, where truth can't be silenced. We're not gonna shut up. Ain't gonna happen. Wouldn't be prudent. Gonna be right back.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
And welcome to hour number two of the Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. It is Friday, May 21st, 1979. You know, I kind of like saying 1970. I would go back to the 70s in a heartbeat if I could. You know, the 8-tracks, the, just the push button phones getting in, they were there. I'm telling you, analog was the deal of the day. VCRs, not so much. Microwaves, you know. Anyway, but, speaking of going back in time, come with me to 1987. This covers my work in a homicide, 1987, In the Dark of Night, which speaks to it speaks to what is happening today and what has happened with things like Spirit Cooking and Pizzagate. It's a book. It's available on Amazon, In the Dark of Night. It's my second book. Almost didn't think this book was coming out. It took me really 3 years of writing and editing and being put through a blender and dealing with a whole bunch of things where they didn't want this book to come out. So, folks, do me a favor. Go to Amazon.com and order In the Dark of Night, Blood of the Innocent, or you can go to Hagman's store now. The other half palette of the books will be coming. So we've got a little bit of a holdup in shipping, but you'll be notified when it ships. Hopefully we can get more out by Monday. If not Sunday. All right. So In the Dark of Night, Amazon. And by the way, if you do read this, do me a favor, drop by Amazon.com and leave an honest review. Okay. Honest review. I'm not asking you to give it a 5-star review. I'm just asking you to give it an honest review because a lot of people are looking for those reviews. I don't pay for reviews, by the way, but some do. It's frowned upon. Anyway, with me this hour is, are you ready? Austin Brower. You know him from healthmasters.com. You know him from the Ted and Austin Brower Show. You know him from his stellar research and uncanny research or findings that you're hearing about in responsible media outlets today about the non-vaccine vaccine, about the Communist Chinese Party virus, the weaponization of the gain of function equals weaponization. This was done in a lab. Oh, Politico finally said, you know what? Yeah, we were a little quick on the censorship, about a year ago that this was done. So we're kind of, they backed down from the censorship. They backed down from the, well, not censorship, but fact checking, you know, fact checkers, saying it's bunk to, it might not be bunk. Interestingly enough, and Fauci, his role, folks, if you don't really go deep, and I mean go deep into the Fauci life, career, you need to know. You need to know, going back to HIV, AIDS, paupers. I'm not going to go any further than that. Just research Fauci, research Barrick, Dr. and Peter Daszak. And you can go to the National Pulse Revolver.com, the National Pulse Revolver.com and other areas, for some great exposés on that. So anyway, the guy that was really behind a lot of the initial research, and if you've tuned into this show last year, probably about this time, you'd hear him talking about those very issues, the very issues that are coming out today. And, the SM-102 compound and the jabs, the Fauci ouchies, right? Taint so good. Mm-mm. So with me is Austin Brower. Again, healthmasters.com. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. Look, I'm not making any claims. You need to get your nutritional supplements. If you take nutritional supplements, if you take them, stop taking what you're taking unless it's Health Masters, and then switch to Health Masters. I guarantee you're going to see a great difference. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. But do it today. All right. Austin Brower, without any further ado, I'm not going to waste your time. Welcome.
Doug, thank you, my friends. Always a pleasure to be on the show. And yeah, I went on the beginning of the week. I went into detail on that SM-102 and what it is and what it does. And my biggest question that I've continued to raise is, why is it in an injection? Why in the world would this possibly ever be allowed to be injected into the human body, even under emergency use authorization? It's made no sense. You can go back and listen to the show if you want more details on it, because it's kind of a lengthy explanation of what it is. But in a nutshell, it's some toxic stuff that never needs to be even anywhere near the body. It has to be kept in formaldehyde as far as in a liquid formaldehyde suspension just to keep it stable. I mean, it's some raunchy stuff, and it's in the Moderna injection. And when you start looking back, exactly what you said, Doug, you and I, we both researched Fauci and that bumbling bobblehead last year. Last summer, we were talking about it on this show, about what he was involved in with the Institute of Health, what he was involved in with AIDS, what was involved in now with National Institute of Health, funding the Wuhan lab with the gain of function, and everything. And it's ironic to me now, this stuff is just now starting to catch wind. And it's almost like the mainstream media knew at some point it was going to get out. But now, after a year of lies and propaganda, they're kind of like, okay, we'll let it leak out a little bit because the narrative is supposed to be waning off, because this experimental RNA injection is here now that causes you to basically start building this COVID in your body. And what's very interesting about this, the more research you find, is pretty much this thing has been in the works for years. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what this was about, and the way it was planned and the way everything was so ready as soon as it happened. And now we're starting to see the next phase. And, you know, this is what I've warned about with a lot of people. And so last night I went over, I'm not going to tell you the city it was in, but I went down to a meeting as far as in our county with a group called the CCDF, the County Citizens for Defending Freedom. It's a fairly new group that's come together with quite a few individuals that are like-minded, and it's a bunch of Patriots, basically. And we're discussing what's going on with the school system, what's been going on. And we've actually got an attorney now in this group that actually filed a lawsuit yesterday on the Polk County School Board over the mask mandates on young children. And the fact that not only is it inhumane to treat them like prisoners, it's also unhealthy, it's unethical, and it violates multiple code of ethics and health codes that are not supposed to be implemented whatsoever. If you're talking about mandating masks in a healthcare setting with nurses and doctors that are in controlled settings that are used and trained to running protective equipment like this, that's a completely different story. When you're talking about having 5- and 6-year-olds that, you know, stick their hand in their mouth and dig their boogers and drop their mask on the floor and pick it up and drop it on the bathroom and pick it up, and they do this all day, and you're saying that they need to be wearing a mask for their protection, it's one of the most sickening, most disturbing, disgusting things you could ever possibly do to a child, not to mention the inhumane aspect of what Dad talked about recently and reducing their identity. A lot of people don't realize, because you don't remember, you know, when you're 4, 5, 6, 7 years old that well. I mean, you remember things, you have memories, but, you know, you're still in that brainwave status to where you don't really understand everything. Everything's kind of a dream. That's why you believe pretty much everything you hear then. And so what they've done now is they've taken these little children's identities away from them to where everybody's supposed to be scared of everybody. And it's all fear-based. And what it's designed to do is it's designed to put these children in a state of fear from an early frame on. So later on in the future, what's going to happen is these kids are going to be absolute lunatics. And I don't mean that in a derogatory standpoint. What I'm saying is it has to stop now so this does not occur. Because when you start taking a child and you put them in social isolation, when you put them out in public social isolation, which is what you do when you put a mask on them, when you basically make them social distance, the social distancing term, which I'm so sick of hearing. And, you know, I learned about part of this in the psychology program at Southeastern when I was there, with how important it is for children to have interaction with adults, to have interaction with children, to have interaction with, you know, all kinds of people. And so when you do this to them, and you essentially are doing a social isolation publicly still. So you're telling them they can go out, but you can't get near one another. You can't play with one another. You have to stay 6 feet apart. You have to keep your mask on so your identity is essentially covered. It's not about air. It's not about breathing, as far as that's not what this thing is about. It's about removing their identity as young children so that then they can continue to indoctrinate them with this Marxist ideology that is now spread rampant through the critical race theory, through the LGBTQRSTUZ, whatever letters they want to add to it next month. Next, we're going to start saying, I'm a walrus, I'm an elephant. It's devoid of all facts. It's devoid of all logic. And it's devoid of all science. There's no science backing this at all whatsoever. There's been zero science showing that children wearing masks in a school setting even reduce transmission at all. Much less if you even look at the fact that children have a 99.997% survival rate if they even catch this. So what they're doing here obviously has a more nefarious agenda. And that's what we talked about last night in the meeting. And what we also discussed is getting individuals more involved in communities. And that's what we've been trying to push a lot here in Central Florida.
I don't mean to stop you, but I kind of want to, if you don't mind, you know what? You're doing God's work, I believe. You're doing the work that people need to do. We need to get involved. We need to get some skin in this game. And I'm going to show you just, I think it's a 5-second clip. Watch carefully, because you leave your children off at school and you don't know what goes on at school. All right. You don't know what they're doing, what's happening there, but you do know that they're forced to wear masks. Now take a look at this. I don't know how many people have seen this. This is a Colorado bus driver who's actually slapped a 10-year-old girl because she was not wearing her mask properly. All right. This moron, this piece of crap by the name of Bertram Jaquez, or Jaquez, is seen talking to the girl who had her mask down and right before slapping her face. All right. This piece of crap. You do this to my granddaughter. Okay. You better, well, there will be no place for you to run, for you to hide, because I'm coming after you. All right. And then I'm going after the school district like you do. But take a look at this, folks, if you want to get hacked off. Look at this. Watch. Lower right. There you go. There you go. One more time. All right. That piece of crap would be running for the rest of his life or the rest of my life, actually. But see, this is why we need to go to our school boards. This is why we need to bring the fight to the people, these morons who sit behind plexiglass with masks on and dictate what's going on with your kids. It's a bunch of crap, and we need to call them out on it. And we need to overthrow the school boards. We need to tell them to get the hell out of their seats. We're taking your seats.
Bows, you're spot on, Doug. Yeah, I mean, you're spot on. This isn't happening by happenstance. They're not continuing to push this narrative with the mask because it's just, hey, it's probably just a precautionary measure. They know the masks don't work. They understand that. These people are so bent on dominating these young children. And in my opinion, and this is just my personal opinion, I think a lot of these individuals that are pushing this, like this guy in this video, like a lot of the individuals on the school board, and again, this is my opinion, I think a lot of them are closet pedophiles. I think a lot of them have a very, very sick, deep-seated, sadistic mental issue towards children. They like to control and they like to dominate young children. Now, I'll talk about this normally on the show because it's a very disturbing topic because I have two kids myself. But when you look back at the sociopathic tendencies that a lot of these individuals are exhibiting, for instance, the video you just showed, this girl's on a bus not wanting to wear a mask. Good. She doesn't need to wear a mask. She doesn't have to wear a mask. I never seen one single law put into place by Congress that mandates you have to wear a mask or children have to wear a mask. These are all guidelines that they've been trying to force upon the populace. And what they've done now, they're pushing this on the young children. They're pushing now all this queer and homosexual and cross-dressing agenda on the children. And now what they're doing, and this is the next step, this is what we talked about last night. There were two individuals in there that are in the school board system that are fighting tooth and nail on this. They said it's a nightmare right now. They said, even in Polk County, as conservative as we are, we have hardcore left homosexual Marxists in the school board system in Polk County right now. They said, and I quote, we have our own deep state, even in Polk County, as conservative as it is right now. They said that last night. And they said, this is not a joke. They can't control a lot of the adult population, even though they have tried. What they're going to do is they're going to dominate, they're going to control, they're going to manipulate, and then they're going to pervert this young generation. So that when these kids, like this poor girl in this video, another 6, 7, 8 years of this sick, sick, sadistic indoctrination between the critical race theory, between the cross-dressing ideology, between the homosexual perversion, between the social isolation, between the demeaning and mental beatdowns that you're experiencing, they're experiencing right now, we're going to have a generation that they are not going to be able to function as Americans. They're only going to be able to function as slaves. They're going to do what they're told. They're going to do what they're told, when they're told to do it, and they're not going to ask questions because their mental psyche is going to be so compromised due to the negative impact that this has had on them for years and years and years if we don't stop it. It is going to ruin the generation, and that's exactly what these communists want. They have to get a generation that will follow orders and not ask questions at all. That is why they're doing this right now. And so we're going really aggressive right now in Polk County. This is last night, I mean, there were hundreds of people there, and it was max. They couldn't bring any more people in because it was invite only. And basically, they're going to get a bigger venue, and this is what we're starting to see now. And what we're seeing next, and this is what he said last night that I'm alluding to, what they're doing right now in Pfizer, I talked about this 2 weeks ago. Pfizer is currently working on clinical studies for 6-month-old to 12-year-olds for the Pfizer experimental RNA injection with no placebo group. There's no placebo group. Every single child in the group is getting the injection, the RNA injection. There's no placebo group. So there's not going to be any statistical analysis in order to prove that this is going to have a negative side effect on the children. So once the FDA gives it emergency use authorization, it will be rolled out from 6-month-old infants that are getting their shots from their moron pediatricians all the way up to 12-year-olds. Once this happens, they said last night, they are going to bring them into the school system. They're going to bring the vaccines into the school system. And they're going to start telling everybody, listen, if your child wants to be normal in school, if they want to socialize, if they don't want to wear a mask, they need to get the shot. Once they get the shot, everything goes back to normal. Don't worry about it. It's all normal now. Exactly what they're doing to the rest of the population right now. Don't worry about it. It'll be back normal. But if they don't take the shot, essentially, the child is going to be a castaway. They're not going to be able to participate with the other children. They're going to basically be sent to the back of the bus, so to speak. They're going to be sent to their own lunch tables with the other unvaccinated children. They're going to be forced to wear masks at all times and be identified immediately if they do not wear their mask as unvaccinated polluters. They're infecting everybody. And they're literally going to be treated like slaves that are in a prison system. That is the next rollout right now if we do not get these mask mandates dropped. And the thing about it is I had a few people that have, you know, kind of argued me on this topic. Guys, I'm not trying to act cocky right now, but I haven't been wrong one time since last year. Everything you said, Doug, Ted said, I have said, every single thing we've called out has literally come into fruition right now. You now have an Oregon. The state of Oregon now has now mandated that in any business, any shop, any store, any church, you have to wear a mask. If you do not want to wear a mask, you have to show them upon entry your vaccine papers, period, in order to go to church. So if I want to walk into my church in Oregon and I want to breathe fresh air like a free American, they now are going to ask me for my vaccine papers, which is my medical information, which is a direct violation of HIPAA, which is complete and totally illegal, but Oregon's mandating it, and businesses are going to start implementing it. And the churches that act like peasants, that won't stand up for freedom and truth and godly principles and for what Jesus died on the sins for us, to protect us, to give us grace, to give us freedom, so to speak, that's going to be right here. And the thing that nobody understands, and this is what I've been trying to explain to people for the last 8 months since I've been researching this RNA gene editing technology. I've extensively studied it. Guys, it is not what you think it is. Please do your own research on what it does to the body. I've said this over and over and over again, and I bring you the research on what it does to the body. This is why I keep telling everybody, if you get infected with COVID, vitamin C, D3, zinc, throw in the N-acetylcysteine, which is an incredibly good free radical scavenger. It kicks it out almost immediately. I've had dozens of people get involved in this. And I'm not giving you any type of medical advice. I'm telling you from a natural standpoint to help your immune system, this is what you can naturally do. Once you take this injection, this is a cult-like injection. The large percentage of the people have had a spell cast on them. I know this is a weird topic and a lot of people go, oh, Austin, don't go off the deep end. I'm not going off the deep end. I'm telling you right now. This is why they're so blinded. This is why they don't ask questions. This is why they're refusing to even question the narrative about what's going on. Once you give consent for somebody to pierce your skin and inject you with this compound, you're giving consent to take over your body. You're telling them you can enter me. You can get inside my body. You're putting whatever you want inside my body, and I'm okay with it. I'm giving you my consent. The whole aspect of a lot of the satanic stuff that is promoted and is around us on a daily basis is all about consent. They want you to accept what they're doing to you. This is why I've been so diametrically opposed to the mask for the last year. This is why I've refused to even encourage or even remotely recommend somebody get the shot. Do your own research. If you really decide this is something you want inside your body, that's on you. Don't say I didn't warn you. And I've had multiple people say, Austin, you think this is the mark of the beast? Here, I'm not. I don't know what it's doing to us to a long extent yet because I'm still understanding just in a few month frame what is happening to the body. Now, here's a part, though, that I did argue with somebody the other day as they were saying, well, you know, the VAERS system, because I told him, I said, you know, the VAERS is showing 4,400 COVID vaccine-related deaths now from May 10th back until the end of December. We're right at a five-month log now. We're pushing up almost 1,000 deaths a month. That's pretty much what we're averaging now almost if you look at it on a scale. Directly from the COVID shot, if you look at the VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System from the CDC. And it's funny because I said, you know what's ironic right now? Some of you liberals, I was talking to somebody, I said, you guys are so bent on telling everybody it's not a big deal. Some of the people that have died, some people have adverse events, but it's okay. It's for the greater good. Well, if anybody has done their research, you ever looked at the FBI long arm homicides every single year? I did today, again.
Oh, yes.
It's the math. From 2019, the end of 2019, this is according to the FBI.
Yep.
From 2019, I added all this up. It took from 2019 all the way through 2006, 15-year span, to get to 4,300 long-arm rifle homicide murders in the United States. 15 years of FBI statistics it took to get to the amount of deaths from rifles and AR-15s and AK-47s in the United States as it has for this COVID injection to reach the same amount of deaths in 5 months.
And to be clear, that was reverse chronological order, 19-06, and the inclusive of the years you reference. And that's right. The numbers are absolutely incredible. And I'll just add this. We've seen more deaths from this particular jab than all vaccines in the last 20 years combined.
Yep.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. No, that's you're exactly right. So before people start coming at me saying it's not a big deal, you know, every death counts from a COVID death. But, hey, the vaccine deaths, we're just going to ignore those. I mean, are we just going to keep sweeping this under the rug? Are we going to pretend like this isn't happening? Now, at the same time, we're having the biggest propaganda blitz we've seen since last year. You know, the beginning of last summer, we saw some of the most aggressive propaganda we've ever experienced here in the United States about slow the spread. We're in this together. Flatten the curve. Stay at home and be safe. We heard the rhetoric. We heard the BS. We found out it was all complete and total garbage. There's not one single scientific fact showing lockdowns prevented spreading of a virus, period. Period. Not one. But yet now, we're seeing the propaganda for the shots. And what's interesting, I saw this article. This was disturbing to me now. It's because a lot of people have a hard time dating nowadays. I'm blessed to be happily married, but there's a lot of people that have a hard time being married, or have a hard time being single, and so they're trying to date people. And they're in this strange world right now because we're in this technology world in the middle of COVID, in the middle of everything, and so lots of people have a hard time finding people. So they try to go to dating websites, which I get it. I fully understand that. Well, what's happened now is the White House has now come out and they've partnered with the main 9 major dating apps, and they're offering users a way to advertise their vaccine status to boost their chances for a match with super likes. They said the premium content, which includes profile badges and stickers that you've been immunized against COVID-19. And according to the research from OkCupid, people who've been vaccinized or plan to get vaccinated receive 14% more matches than people who don't plan to get vaccinated. They're boosting your rating. They're boosting your profile. And they're boosting your spread as far as being a promoted person in the group or in the dating app if you now basically update your vaccine status to having the shot. That's how far down the hole we're already starting to go, Doug, and we're only 5 months into this shot now.
Just imagine a, quote, vaccine, end quote, so safe that you've got to be threatened, bribed, coerced to take it for a disease so deadly you've got to be tested just to know you have it. Doesn't make any sense.
No, I've had this joke so many times with individuals. So I'm supposed to pretend that even though I'm extremely healthy, very energetic, feel great, I exercise all the time, I eat super clean, I stay up on D3 and vitamin C, I'm supposed to pretend now that everywhere I go, I have to put a mask on my face to protect you in case I'm sick, but I don't know I'm sick because I don't have any symptoms, because the virus is so dangerous, you don't have any symptoms with some people when you get it, and I need to make sure that I get tested all the time. And even when I get tested with a negative test, I still need to wear a mask because I can get contracted even right when I leave after getting testing. So everybody's supposed to be a sick person everywhere you go. Yeah. And now what they've done, this is what they've done for last year, this is what they've told everybody. Now, all of a sudden, you get a shot. There's an RNA gene editing injection that Pfizer and Moderna have both said it does not stop you from getting COVID. It does not stop you from spreading COVID. It doesn't either. It lowers the symptoms and it lowers the aspect of if you get COVID, you have less symptoms from it. It is classified as a treatment.
Yeah.
Verb dictionary. exactly what a physiological, pharmaceutical treatment. That is what this is. It is not classified as a vaccine. It cannot be a vaccine because it does not give you any immunity. But yet, now, this is how sheeple people are, Doug. Now, Moderna and Pfizer, I just got this article yesterday. Pfizer and Moderna CEO have now said that the vaccinated for COVID-19, they're going to need booster shots by September now. They're going to need booster shots. Because you know what? We're not sure how long you're going to be protected for, so you need to get a booster shot in September and possibly another booster shot in 2022 now. Does anybody not see this revolving wheel that's happening right in front of us, and yet people just blindly get it? I mean, I feel like a broken record. Last night it was a breath of fresh air to be around some people that were awake, you know, because I see and I interact with so many people, and I get some of those hateful emails. I get emails all the time that just people absolutely blast on me. And obviously, if anybody knows my standpoint on those, you immediately get deleted within about the first sentence of those emails. I don't even read them, so you don't even get the dignity of getting read by me. I delete them immediately because I'm not going to put that trash in my brain. And what I have found now is there are some really, really spellbound people that are out there. And I'm not even calling them stupid anymore, because in order to be stupid, it means you actually have to know something. I'm talking people that are literally under a spell and they know nothing about what's happening right now. They are under so much influence that they cannot and will not open their eyes because they've allowed themselves to be overtaken by lies and propaganda. And they're weak-minded people. And weak-minded people are very, very easily controlled. And that is what they're betting on. The problem with the globalists and these big banker boys, the thing that they have bet on is they expected more people to be weak and manipulated than are. Because what we're seeing now, and I saw this last night, I'm starting to see a lot of this all over the country. A lot of people are having enough. A lot of people are saying, no, we're going to start taking a step back. No more lockdowns, no more restrictions, no more masks, no more shots. We're not dealing with any of this. You want to go engage in that type of behavior? Be my guest, but do not try to force me to do it, because this is the line in the sand now. As I told everybody, there are numerous treatments to keep your immune system strong. And the reason why you know they're effective, Doug, is because the government doesn't want you to even talk about them. Imagine this. You know, we saw last year intravenous vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine with zinc, also high doses of D3. We saw the research, doctors coming out of the woodwork, medical doctors, virologists coming out and saying, listen, these treatments are working. That's what they said. Not what I said, that's what they said. These treatments work. They're reducing the deaths to like 0%. People that are catching it are walking out of the ICU in a couple days. FDA, WHO, CDC said, no, you can't talk about those. You can't promote those. Those are not approved treatments. The doctor said, but they work. They work. They work. It's this analogy. I told somebody the other day, it'd be like bringing your car into the dealership and you go, man, you know what? There's something knocking under here. I don't know what it is. There's something knocking and there's probably a remedy to it. And one of the mechanics comes up to you. He looks at it for an hour. He goes, it's real easy. You got a little bit of an imbalance right here. We can basically adjust this, tighten this, replace this part, and it's fixed. The car's going to run like new. But all of a sudden the manager comes out and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, that is not on the diagnostic manual for your vehicle. That's not the way to do it. What we have to do now is we have to pull your engine, sir. We have to disassemble it. We have to blueprint it. We have to look at everything. We need to rebuild your entire engine from the ground up. So this $200 option my mechanic told you about, it's not on the record. We're not going to do that. So to fix your car, because there's a little knock and we don't know what it is, this little knock, it's going to be $9,000 to fix your car. And that's the only option we're going to give you. And you cannot talk to him or listen to anything he says now. In fact, he's actually fired. You're fired, mechanic. Go home. You're fired. Done. Here, would you like us to fix your car for $9,000 now? You're going to go, wait a minute. He just told me what to do to fix it for a couple hundred dollars. Nope, you're not even allowed to talk about that, actually. You are now banned from talking about that in our dealership. If you say anything else, we're going to ask you to leave the dealership right now with your vehicle, and you'll be banned from coming here. That is exactly what they did to us last year on social media, on news, on every platform they could. No. It doesn't matter. It worked. It doesn't matter. The doctor said it works fantastic. It doesn't matter. It's a natural treatment. We don't approve of it, so you can't do it, you can't talk about it, and you can't promote it. Anybody else wonder why they're doing that? because they had to make sure the only option in play was the shot. They had to get the RNA shot on the books and get it emergency use so they could say, this is it, no other option, take it or leave it. If you don't get this shot, you are not going to function in society. Publix, went to Publix yesterday. I love Publix. Great store. Disappointed as heck yesterday. Of course, they've got their shot COVID RNA injection booth where people go over there and get shots. Didn't see anybody in the booth. But for the last 14 months, Publix employees have been required to wear masks all the time while they're at Publix. Working, doesn't matter. If they're unloading in the back, wear a mask. Well, all of a sudden, I'm walking in and multiple store clerks didn't have masks on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they did it. A lot of them are figuring out what to do. And so I asked the kid when I was checking out, I said, man, I see you're not wearing a mask anymore. Those things are ridiculous. I'm glad you're not. He goes, well, yeah, they basically told us if we get the shot, we don't have to wear the mask. I said, oh, well, I said, you didn't really get the shot, did you? He said, well, yeah, of course I got the shot. I got it right over here. Where they give us the shot right here. I said, oh, you actually got it. He goes, well, yeah. I said, oh, okay. Have a great day, bud. And I left. And of course, I've told everybody, you know, one of my good friends who runs Lowe's over here, they work in the pro department, and he told me the other day, he said, Lowe's basically came out, the GM said, listen, if you get the shot, you don't have to wear a mask anymore at Lowe's. So him and all the other pro reps, they're not getting the shot. They've already said this. They came in, and the manager said, oh, what are you guys doing? He said, you said if we got the shot, we didn't have to wear a mask. And they said, well, did you guys get the shot? I don't feel comfortable discussing my medical information with you, but there's a reason why I'm not wearing a mask anymore. That's all I'm going to say. Manager goes, okay, fair enough. Move on. Let's work. Let's get back to work now. And that was the end of it. So you have options. Now, when a government agency or a business starts telling you you have to show them your papers, your medical papers, in order to get in and work or go in and shop, now we've crossed the line into medical tyranny at its finest example. And that's why it was so disturbing what I saw in Oregon today in that article, because now we're starting to cross that line. And the problem is, Doug, and you know this as well as I do, once we cross this line in some of these states, granted, Florida and Texas, we're not going to have none of that down here. Governor's been very clear about that, and so is citizens. But in some of these states like Oregon, once you cross that line of medical tyranny, they own you. Once they start telling you you can't participate, you can't go in a store, you can't breathe fresh air, you can't be a free citizen until you show us your papers, it's done. That is a failed state at that point. It is a tyrannical state, and there's nothing left to salvage anymore if they continue to allow this to go on. So I encourage everybody, get local if you have to. The best you can, I encourage it. If you can't change something, I suggest you get out of the state you're in and move to a more friendlier state that values your rights. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I mean that seriously. Because once these states go down the slope, like New York, like California, like Oregon, once they go down the slippery slope, it is literally going to turn into a medical, tyrannical hellhole. You will have no rights to do anything except what they deem you to be able to do, when they tell you you can do it, to how long you can do it. That's where this is headed in these states. And so it's on us, our states, the free states right now, that we have to lead by example and continue to fight tooth and nail on this to make sure we stand our ground and hold our convictions. And I encourage everybody listening, keep doing that. Stay strong. Keep your immune system strong. Take your supplements, get fresh air, get D3, get some sunshine. Everybody needs to be out in the sun at least a couple times a week. Keep exercising, get your immune system strong. Exercise is one of the best things you can do. Round trampoline, got one of those in my house. Bounce on a round trampoline as long as you can physically fit to do so. That's fantastic for the lymphatic system. Lymphatic system detoxes your body, continues to get toxins out of your body on a regular basis. Just 3 to 5 minutes on a round trampoline, just bouncing, not like you're some, you know, high bounce, you know, jumper in the Olympics, just bouncing lightly. And it continues to get your lymphatic system moving day in and day out. And it keeps your body healthy. It keeps the toxins. It keeps the sludge. It keeps the environmental stuff out of your body. Continue to detox. The same way I recommend a lot of people, the GHI cleanse. Cleans the liver. Cleans the kidneys. Helps the body rid itself. Because a strong, alert, healthy populace is the only populace that's going to be able to stand our ground on this. A sick, nasty, RNA-injected populace that can't even figure out which bathroom to use half the time because they're so confused by all the homosexual cross-dressing perverts, that's one of the most easiest populace you could ever control in your life if you're a tyrant, period. So I encourage everybody, please keep up the fight right now. We're actually bouncing back and making some ground, and we have to keep up the momentum right now, Doug.
So let me ask you, if you don't mind, a couple of questions about this, because, all right, you mentioned Oregon, and look, I'm in Pennsylvania, all right? Now, I agree, if things get too bad, in fact, I'd love to move away from this state for a lot of reasons, this Commonwealth. But let me ask you, those who cannot, whether it's because, for whatever reason, we've got to fight. And I am not going to put up with somebody telling me, telling me to wear a mask. Okay. I had some medical stuff done this past couple of days. I walked into my doctor's office, no mask. And she's, the receptionist says, you're not wearing a mask. As a, you know, that was kind of a question. You're not wearing a, but I said, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask. And, just then the doctor was walking by, he looked at me, he says, you're not going to wear a mask, are you? I said, no, I'm not going to wear a mask. And he was okay with that. Okay. So hold on. So I went into this, an imaging center. Apparently, you know, I don't know, apparently x-rays, MRIs, CAT scan, they're all it's now imaging centers. So I walked in there and, everyone's wearing a mask. I mean, everyone's wearing a mask. So they asked me, are you going to put a mask on? I said, no, no. You're going to pump me with stuff that, you know, could power up Cleveland. Okay. And you want me to wear a mask? I don't think so. So, these are my decisions, okay? No one is going to tell me to wear a mask or to get a jab, regardless if it's under emergency use authorization or if it becomes approved by some bizarre way. All right, so here, that all of that said, I mean, people know my position. When I voted on Tuesday, I didn't wear a mask. All these morons wearing masks. I don't know why. But they were. So here's my question to you. Those people who are behind enemy lines, not like Florida, Texas. And by the way, here's my first question. What makes you so sure that Florida is going to be open and free 2 years from now?
Fantastic question. That was actually a very giant topic that we had in discussion last night as far as getting a lot of the individuals now that are involved in these groups into politics over the next couple of years, because that was a very, very, very active question. As far as governors change, they always have. You've never had a governor that's been a governor forever. And there's a high probability with the amount of morons that we've had move to this state from the northern states that have voted hardcore leftist communists for years, high probability they're going to try to gather together to change the state in the direction that they want over the next coming life cycles. And I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, I don't know. So what we're doing right now is trying to build a large enough of a stance, a large enough of a presence that we know where we're at all point in times as far as things continue to go, whether really, really good or whether they start to go really, really bad. And at that point in time, if stuff starts to go really, really bad in the next 4, 6, 8, 12 years, and it's no longer something that we can basically sustain, then we also have the backup option plan. I'm just going to leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And so individuals have to understand right now, we're on that last leg. We either start standing up, we start getting together, we start making a difference, you start getting in positions, you start go run for city commissioner or county commissioner, you start moving around in these areas, you start promoting people that are in those positions or that are trying to get in those positions that have the biblical conservative views that our country was based on. Same thing with the school board. That's what we're doing right now. And on top of that, we go into lawsuit after lawsuit. We have like 6 different lawsuits already pre-filed right now that are getting ready to go in down here in Central Florida. The court systems have been used against us for years in numerous cases. However, the court system can also be used in the opposite direction. And the biggest thing is making sure you're getting a few good, high quality, active constitutionalist attorneys in a lot of these groups that are starting to come together, so you have that legal base. Because we always want to keep it legal. You always want to try to do everything you can legally all the time. So you always have that option there. And then, of course, if something were to escalate for some odd reason, you always have another option on the back end that's the last-ditch effort that we all hope will be never to occur. So again, yes, there's that is a very good question, and it's a very real possibility, especially down here in Florida with the far liberal, you know, South Florida that we have down in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and all that. So we're doing the best we can to be preemptive now and to really get a base structure and to maintain it. And if it goes to a liberal state, then at that point we can become a sanctuary county. We have one of the most effective sheriff's departments down here, and I know Sheriff Grady Judd has no intent on retiring anytime soon, and nobody's ever even come close to running against him because he's got so much backing and so much support from the entire citizens in the county. As we've seen before, it goes the same way. You have these sanctuary counties out west that won't let federal agents in to work with, you know, ICE and all these other ones for immigration. Well, it goes both ways. You start having sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties that refuse to follow unconstitutional illegal edicts that may be coming into place. What we saw last year, I think, was kind of the introduction to where the globalists and big banker boys want to bring the entire country. Lockdowns everywhere, mandates out the butt, continual monitoring of everything you do, continual control of your medical life, continual control of your children and everything you do. That is where they want to take him. This is what the Agenda 2030 goes into place. The problem with it is, if we don't make a stand and start getting very active, it's going to disintegrate even more rapid. But if we can have pockets of freedom and pockets of truth, because remember, even in the Revolutionary War, there was only a small percentage of the colonialists that actually were engaged in direct combat. A lot of them were basically still business owners. They still engaged with a lot of as far as with England. And a lot of them were doing spying on the back end. That's where a lot of the United States spying first started. And so this is where everybody has to understand is that what we're involved in right now is the beginning phases of an attempted takeover of the United States by communism. They came here and they got the Federal Reserve Acted in 1913. Their goal with that was to bring in the central banking system to do the same thing they did to Europe. They also did the mandatory education, where kids basically had to go to school. And then they started in the indoctrination of the school system 20, 30, 40 years later with a lot of their very, very small ideas they planted like seeds. Till now, we see the far left pretty much owning the public school system. There's no salvaging it unless we get in there and take it back. And they're completely bent on ruining these children, as we talked about at the beginning of the show. So it is crucial. It is crucial that we keep getting this ahead. And as I said earlier, I gave you the numbers between 19 and all the way to 2006, long gun deaths in the United States. The next step they're going to try to pull again is a grab for the guns. Remember, Biden already signed his executive orders last month about the 80% lowers, about all the stuff that ATF's currently working on now with their new clown that basically was involved in the ATF massacre of Waco and was also involved in Ruby Ridge. The gun thing isn't over with. It's just on the back burner because they don't want people to think about it. The guns and the shots are going to be the two most aggressive propaganda pieces we've ever seen in this country. We saw under Obama the absolute nonstop mass shootings over and over and over and over and over again. And majority of them, in my opinion, were false flags. Not saying that they were staged by any means as far as people didn't die. But what I'm saying is they were events that were pre-planned and pre-coordinated by other people than just the shooter. That's a lot of people's opinion, including in law enforcement. Now, isn't it ironic that over the last couple of years, those types of mass shootings pretty much have stopped under Trump? And now we haven't seen anything recently. Once they get that push, that's where they're going to try to take it. And the guns are going to be the last ditch effort, because if we ever allow our country to be disarmed, there will be no United States of America. It will be a communist dictatorship.
Amen.
Period.
Before we move on to the guns, by the way, folks, Austin Brower every Friday, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. The best nutritional supplements on the planet, in my view. go there, healthmasters.com, while you're there. Listen to their show. It's an hour a day download right there on the right. You can click that and click through the different archives. And I'm telling you, it's a great show. And also on Sundays as well. That's healthmasters.com. But definitely get all of your nutritional needs from healthmasters.com, as well as they've got some tremendous food buckets there for long-term storable food. I would highly recommend it. That's healthmasters.com. All right, well, let me show you something here. You had mentioned about going into school boards, and this is an extension of my question, too. What happens if you know, Florida suddenly went rogue and blue because they, coming from, you know, a communist state, brought their to Florida, okay? And you answered that pretty well. Let me show you what happened in New Hampshire. I believe this was it New Hampshire? Yesterday. Yeah, New Hampshire. Yesterday. New Hampshire police may arrest maskless parents. This is on Conservative Treehouse, by the way, folks. Attempting to confront a school board following arrest board cancels meeting to avoid parents. These people, and I want you to take a look at that headline, these scumbags that sit behind the plexiglass with their mass virtue signaling out there who are handling your kids are a bunch of, as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of maggots, okay, that need to be taken out of their positions. But if you scroll down on that, you'll see a lone woman there being handcuffed. And the article does say, well, in the scroll, no, scroll down a little bit. That's, scroll down to that picture, down to that little picture that was, the little flag. Keep going down. Because I might as well do this first. Right there. You see that? That's my message to every school board member that, okay? That's my message. That's a personal message. All right. So go back up to the picture. Sorry about that, Eric the Tech. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So this woman was arrested, but what's disturbing about this, and this is brought up by Sundance, and, to watch law enforcement arrest people for not violating laws. And let me say that one more time. What's disturbing, to watch law enforcement arrest people for not violating laws. The requirement to wear a mask is a local school board policy created by random fiat, not by a law. The arrested maskless parents were proactively accused of disturbing the peace before any disturbance could be identified. In other words, they walked in, sat down without masks, and they were arrested for doing that.
Disturbing the peace.
Okay, so you know what we need to do? We need to double, triple, quadruple the number of parents and people to go to every school board meeting and to tell them to, I'm going to stop there, but we need to do this. And we need to operate behind enemy lines as far as I'm concerned. I don't know where I was going with that. I wanted to get that and show you because you know what? Your numbers down there at Polk County and other places where you go, the numbers are, we just show up. We can win on the numbers, brother. We can.
Oh, absolutely. And I talked about in detail, multiple people talked about that last night, is that, you know, this has to be a concerted effort. We can't sit around and be like, well, you know, so-and-so is going to go to the school board today or this or that, that person's going to. No, it's got to be one of these, we're all directly engaged. Like you just said, you show the school board meeting and there's 200, 300, 400 people. They can't hang us all. I mean, they can't arrest everybody. They're intentionally doing this because exactly what I said at the beginning. They are trained Marxists. They are bent. The whole ideology behind Marxism is taking it to the children at a young generation. Because you're not going to go change a 33-year-old grown man's idea on something. It would be very difficult to do so. You may, with enough psychological damage if you go basically torture them. But in reality, in the real scheme of the world, you're not going to be able to go change much of their thought pattern as far as trying to bring them to a communist ideology. However, you start doing this to 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds and up, all of a sudden now you've got this almost Play-Doh. It's like they're children. It's just you can mend it. You can mold it. You can shape it. You can push it in the direction that you want. And that's exactly what they're doing. These people are sick, sick Marxists. They are pro-homosexual, they're pro-cross-dressing, transgender perversion, and they're absolutely pro-anti-everything. They do not want you to have freedom. They do not want you to breathe fresh air. They do not want you to travel freely. They are about all of this. And they've done a great job. I'll give them this credit. They've done a great job at infiltrating the school boards while We were living the American dream. I'm not going to lie. I mean, my generation, your generation, been having a great time, enjoying life, you know, making money, doing life, getting talk shows, doing stuff all the time. Well, we've kind of just sat back and been like, oh, yeah, like you said. And they go to school. They learn. A lot of parents just don't think about it. They go, oh, you know, they're at school. What do they teach them at school? What are they making them recite at school? What are they indoctrinating them into school?
Marxism. Critical race theory. Yes.
You nailed it right there. And that's exactly what they've done. Now, this is why they're showing their true colors. And they're hardening down and they're saying, no, they will wear a mask. Your five-year-old will wear a mask or the bus driver will smack him in the face. That's unacceptable behavior, peasant. They will wear a mask. Really? No, not. I didn't see that grown man walk up to me and slap me in the face for not wearing a mask. I can't stand bullies. I can't stand pieces of filth like that scumbag picking on little children and picking on innocent people who can't defend themselves. The only thing that takes care of that kind of guy, actually, I'm not going to say it on this show, but
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you get my gist with individuals like that. They have no business operating in society. They have no business being around school kids, kids in general, anybody. You want to go do that? Why don't you go walk up someone in the street, grown man on the street, go slap in the face for not wearing a mask. See how that works out for you. Find out how many stitches you need in your face, what it's like to drink a protein shake for 2 months because your jaw's wired shut. Find out about life real quick. But I digress. Yes.
No, you know.
This is real. This is happening right now. And people got to wake up, Doug. It's that time now. We've ranted about it for a year. That's why I'm getting directly involved in the last couple of months here locally. And it's time now. Everybody start trying to do this. And the groups that basically we're putting together down here, we're trying to get them to spread nationally, statewide. We're working on it right now actively. And hopefully we should have some stuff coming together in the next couple months. And the county level is the best place to start, you know, because you can come together as a county large enough. And you can start working together, and then you can expand from there, and that's what we're continuing to do. So be sure to stay on top of everything. You know, we'll keep information out there. And in the meantime, get together in your own groups. Start making phone calls. Start building groups. Start making pages online. Get people out there. Because here's the thing. They already branded us domestic terrorists.
Yep.
We already know that. So I've had to go, well, I don't want to be in a group because then I'm going to be a domestic terrorist. Newsflash, you already are, according to them. If you voted for Trump, you're a terrorist. If you've been outspoken against COVID lockdowns, you're a terrorist. There's actually a news article that came out today. I'm going to read this and close it. I want everybody to realize what we're going up against right now. This was on, either Fox News or CBC, CNN, right here. It was an excerpt, and it was from the DARPA internal training materials per Politico. The government now is essentially gearing up to target people who pose any threat to them at all. And this is what they said. This is a direct quote from the DARPA internal training materials. Now, DARPA, that's research and development for futuristic devices, DARPA. This is what they said, and I quote, Patriot extremism definition. Patriot extremism is now a serious problem in the United States. It is classified as, and I quote from DARPA, the ideology holds that the U.S. government has become corrupt, has overstepped its constitutional boundaries, and is no longer capable of protecting the people. That's what they think domestic patriot extremism is now, which is classified one level below domestic terrorism. So if you think the government's overstepping their bounds, if you've lost faith and you think the government's corrupt, you're a patriot extremist, and you're right on the verge of turning into a domestic terrorist. Wake up, my friends. This isn't a joke anymore. Nobody's going to be able to be silent at some point. You're going to have to pick a side. You can't ride the fence your whole life. That's what people have to realize right now. You're either going to go to one side or the other. You're going to say, you know what? I'm going to get this RNA injection. I'm going to go full communist. I want everybody to control me. I want a boot permanently tattooed on my face. That's what I want. We're going to say, no, I'm a free man. Free men don't ask permission. God Almighty is the only one I answer to. And I've been saved by grace through faith alone. And I am not going to submit to a tyrannical, satanic ideology that wants me to get injected with something I don't even know what's in it. Not to mention everything else they're trying to push on us right now.
What a fantastic hour. Austin Brower, thank you so very much.
Thank you, my friend.
I I'll tell you what, we can do another 2-3 hours if we had the time. We don't. God bless you. Healthmasters.com. Any codes? No?
Yeah, Doug5. I'll activate it right now.
All right.
It's not, but it's activated right now for the weekend. I'll run it through Tuesday for you guys.
All right. Take advantage of that, Doug5. Austin Brower, God bless you. Thank you to you and your dad and your family. Great people, great products. Healthmasters.com. Folks, have a great weekend. Good night.